Reuters reporting federal prosecutors said Friday they will seek the death penalty against a white supremacist who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket. Peyton Gendron, 20, is already serving a sentence of life in prison with no chance of parole after he pleaded guilty to state charges of murder. Pamela Pritchett, the daughter of shooting victim Pearl Young, tells WKBW.com it doesn't matter to her if the killer gets the death penalty or remains in prison for life.
I remember that day. I remember calling my mom's phone, trying to find her, hoping that she wasn't there. All of those things, they come back to my mind all the time. I can't do anything about what they did, but what I can do is be healed, pray for the healings of the families, and know that I'm going to look down and I'm going to see a scar every day.
New York does not have capital punishment, but the Justice Department had the option of seeking the death penalty in a separate federal hate crimes case. President Joe Biden said it was a lapse in judgment for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin not to tell him about his hospitalization last week, but he still has confidence in the Pentagon chief. Austin, 70, remains hospitalized, being treated for complications from prostate cancer surgery. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network he's not alone in his belief that Austin should step down.
If you were to do a survey of the senior leadership of the armed forces, that you would find that that's a similar view. This is a stark world, a dangerous world. Our enemies are empowered by this, and Lloyd Austin should resign, if not be fired.
On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 118 points, but the NASDAQ rose 2. The S&P 500 index advanced by 3. This is SRN News. A lot of America's clergymen have thought about quitting.
According to a new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, 53% of pastors say they have seriously considered leaving the ministry at some point over the last 4 years. Researcher Scott Thuma says, quote, "The further we are from the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the more we observe larger percentages of clergy pondering alternatives to their present congregation, vocation, or both." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right prime minister says his government will soon submit legislation allowing civil marriages for gay couples. That's despite reservations from some of his party's own lawmakers and the country's powerful Orthodox Church. However, the PM says the proposed law will not extend the right to future parenthood through surrogate mothers to same-sex couples, an issue that has divided Greek society. The Orthodox Church has always opposed same-sex civil marriage. SRN News. The Salem Radio Network's Joey Hudson says Nikki Haley may surprise some of her critics and do better than expected in the Iowa caucuses.
Well, it is going to be interesting to see how well Nikki Haley does. Of course, being from South Carolina myself, I've watched her over the years go from the state house to governor. No one thought she'd ever become governor.
Hudson says he's been surprised before, but he won't be surprised again.
You can never count Nikki Haley out. This is going to be a tough hill to climb, though. The latest poll showing that she has moved into second place. Whether she goes any further than that, who knows?
One of the unresolved issues for the Iowa caucuses may be the daunting weather predicted and the below-zero temperatures and blizzard conditions, which could have effect on voter turnout for all the Republican participants. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.